I'm speaking to Colin Wellbeloved. He's the chairman of the NPO Board of Directors. Colin, always a great pleasure in welcoming you today.
Good day, Gerda, and good day, listeners. Thank you once again for the opportunity.
Colin, you recently hosted the NPO Regional Annual General Meetings in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng, Western Cape and Eastern Cape, and the NPO National Annual General Meeting on the 14th of October. How has the last year been in the South African dairy industry?
Good question. Thank you. This past year has been filled with as many opportunities and challenges as what I've come to expect from dairy industry over the years. We've had better than average rainfall across most parts of the country, and that excludes a couple of parts of the Eastern Cape. And, you know, our dams are full and we've had bumper crops. So the only reason many of us are battling at the moment to stay in business is probably because of the fantastic weather conditions that we've been having over the past 12 months or so. A stuttering economy with around 44% unemployment is making trading terms very difficult at the moment. We've had record low consumer price index, which is just not keeping up with the producer price index, and it's just unsustainable. Farm gate prices are all about stagnant at about 1 to 5% increases, whereas our key inputs have increased by about 30 to 50%. Good example, we just started planting our crops the other day under fantastic conditions, by the way. Everything's nice and moist and the conditions are really good for planting, but our costs have to plant the same crop this year is about 40% more expensive than it did cost us last year. So that's making things difficult, and probably is a good explanation as to why the milk supply is down 2.34% this year. It's just not possible to produce the same amount of milk at the price that we've been realizing for our product at the end of the day.
Colin, what are some positives that you are taking for South Africa dairy industry from this year?
Those are the questions that I like to answer. Then one of the great parts about dairy farming in the last year is that we remain a net exporter of dairy products, which means that we export more milk than what we import. And as far as I'm concerned, as long as we can be net exporters of dairy products, that means we're extremely competitive producers, even if the circumstances are tough. We had that terrible violence in July around KZN and Gauteng, I think, and that was the difficult part. I mean, farmers were down in the dumps, pouring milk down the drain in it. But that said, everything recovered really quickly. And within a few days, we were back on the road again and producing milk. That's the thing we do best. Another positive is that our silos are full and our dams are full. The International Monetary Fund has reviewed our growth forecast up to 5% for the year, albeit from a low base. So that's a fantastic achievement. I wouldn't have expected to be able to say that this time last year. And then, of course, as our industry changes, so have our farming businesses. We're among the cheapest producers in the world with the largest herds. And according to various study group figures that I keep tabs on, we're getting even better at farming. So every year that goes by, the farmers that remain are getting better than they were the year before, which is a fantastic thing to say about farmers.
Colin, and I believe that you have embarked on a restructure at the NPO.
Yes, we have, Gerda. Given the changing circumstances of our dairy industry and with board consultation, the board embarked on a long overdue and thorough restructure of the NPO. We've reduced our operating expenses by around 2/3, and I believe that we now have an organizational structure that's within our means, fit for purpose and sustainable. And we're just a few weeks away from appointing a new CEO. There's still plenty of work, though, to do to improve our lot as farmers and the NPO, but I believe that the worst is probably behind us now. That gives me the opportunity to thank all our members for the support and encouragement that they've given myself and the board throughout this challenging year. And the board have been fantastic, and we're very lucky to have had one of our own board members and farmers, Fani Ferreira, stand up and be prepared to take on the challenge of the restructure with being our acting CEO in mind. So we're very grateful to him and everything he's given us there. But I think he's put the NPO on a fantastic path, and we're looking forward to the days ahead. Yes, congratulations to the winner of the NPO Nedbank Stewardship Award for 2021. That's Andrew Morphy from Colburn Farm in Howick. And to the winner of the Dairy Mail Innovation Awards 2021, the winner is Half Carbon with Biochar. Andrew's team is formidable. They are highly skilled and farm with the necessary confidence to make rational decisions in their own disciplines. Over the last 2 years, Andrew has converted his conventional dairy farm to a 100% organic farm, which is absolutely remarkable in that time frame. He empowered himself with knowledge on many sustainable dairy topics and has impressive levels of insight and understanding on practices to build soil health and soil carbon, and thereby not having to rely on chemical fertilizers for inputs. Andrew's herd health management is truly outstanding, with an exceptional average somatic cell count the meticulously kept records and overall cleanliness and hygiene levels set a very high bar for fellow dairy farmers. Well done to a worthy winner. Andrew receives 40,000 Rand from Nedbank to pursue stewardship goals on his farm. We're also very grateful to Nedbank for supporting the MPO and our farmers in the stewardship awards.
Colin, thank you very much for the excellent work you and our dairy farmers are doing, and we really appreciate each and every one of you. We wish you all of the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And lastly, where can you be contacted for further information?
We can contact the MPO head offices or myself personally, melrosefarm@rodermail.co.za. And our CEO is Fani Ferreira. That's Fani F@mpo.co.za.